Live from Salt Lake City, this is your SAR Today update from the SAR 2024 Annual Scientific Meeting, and today is Tuesday, March 26th. Read more at srtoday.org and get all details at srmmeeting.org. If you're an SAR member, begin your day at the Annual Members Business Meeting, 7 a.m. in room 250 BCEF of the Salt Palace Convention Center. Learn the vision of incoming President Dr. Robert J. Lewandowski and others, and as always, you have the microphone. Take this opportunity to let your voice and thoughts be heard. While you're exploring the expo, which is open today, 9:45 a.m. to 3:15 p.m., check out the compelling conversations at SIR Central, booth 920. Today's conversations include Publishing a Book, What I Wish I Knew, at 9:50 a.m., and From the Bedside to the Beltway, Advocacy Actions That Impact IR, at 2:40 p.m. Today's 10:30 a.m. plenary starts with recognition of the 2023 JVIR Top Paper Award winners, Top Reviewers of the Year, and others, as presented by JVIR Editor-in-Chief Dr. Dan C. Immediately following the JVIR Awards is the annual film panel. Join for a friendly film-based feud between an academics team, international team, private practice team, and trainees team. Today's SIR Today content features a Q&A with Dr. Robert Lewandowski on his priorities for the next year as SIR President, recognition of the 2024 class of SIR Fellows, previews of the featured abstracts and the SIR 2024 Abstracts of the Year, and more. We asked Abstract of the Year Award winner, Dr. Jolie Jean, about her research.
Compared to some of the surgical techniques, cryoablation is a novel intervention, which we are determining whether or not it's efficient and useful for some of these more complex, high-grade breast cancers. When I submitted the paper to SIR, it was around 15-month follow-up, we found a recurrence rate of 10%. So 10% of patients who had cryoablations had a recurrence within that same breast, which is, to date, our research is the largest retrospective study to look at cryoablations for patients with these types of tumors. It's promising for patients, especially because these are poor surgical candidates. So these are people who otherwise wouldn't have been able to qualify for surgery. And now what we're doing is we're giving them a procedure where they're actually able to go home the same day. It has great cosmetic outcomes. There is no general anesthesia, so these patients are theoretically able to get treatment in a way that's minimally invasive, but then also able to reach a population that's otherwise underserved. Oftentimes with big surgeries, you'll see infection and bleeding as the two main adverse events that will happen. And in our case, we didn't have any adverse events for these. All the patients tolerated this procedure well. Another big thing with surgery is general anesthesia. So general anesthesia requires a well-orchestrated set of medications that some patients can't tolerate. These patients have to be intubated. They have to be monitored during the surgery. And for these procedures, cryoablations, patients are breathing comfortably on their own. So it's very different.
Tomorrow's annual meeting highlights feature the closing plenary session at 10:30 a.m. with a presentation on the future of IR, the SAR 2024 Abstracts of the Year, and recognition of the meeting's best posters. Today's SAR Today is the last live coverage of SAR 2024, but visit us at srtoday.org for all your meeting coverage, and watch your inbox for the annual meeting recap on Tuesday, April 16.